So are you ready for a life-changing morning? I want to suggest that last Sunday morning was like an eye-opener for many of us as we kind of thought, what is this passion thing? But here we go. Week one, we experienced what it means to find our passion. We didn't get some new download of passion from someone else. Kondwani didn't tell me what my passion is. It was there lurking within, right? But we said passion is a God-given desire that compels, hey, quit shoving. It's like pushing me, right? My passion compels me to make a difference in the world. I can't not do it because it's my passion, okay? And what we did is we said, well, how do we find this thing called spiritual passion? Well, we simply followed some clues. You want to find treasure? You just get the map. All you need is a map with some clues. There were 7 clues. One, for example, what topic excites you most? So when I wrote some things down, that was part of it. When I daydream, what do I daydream about? That gives me a clue to things that are bubbling in me. What are my top 5 achievements? Things that I maybe have done in my past have something to do with my future. Remember the rearview mirror? We're not defined by it, but some things I've done, I can look out the front windscreen if you listen to Loreco downstairs. What activities make you lose track of time? When you're operating in the air of your passion, time flies. What difference do you want to make in the world? Have you ever said, somebody needs to change that? That's not right. Someone must change that. Maybe one day that somebody will be you. Because if anybody's going to do it, but nobody does it, that's not great. What activities leave you energized, full of life and energy? That's your passion. And then to make sure it's not just being a good Boy Scout, no attack on the Boy Scout movement, but we want to make sure it glorifies God and edifies people. And many of you came up here and actually shared that. So we wrote a passion statement last week. How many of you, like during this week, you thought back to that once or twice about what you wrote? Because it's like, hey, it's in there. And hopefully you were able to articulate it that much more. So this week on our treasure hunter's journey, I want to help you find your mission. Now, turn to the person next to you, look them in the eyes, and ask them this question. Have you ever written a personal mission statement? If they say yes, say, so what? So what? What difference did it make? Was it good? If they say no, say, why not? Ask them. Okay. Manoko, can you read what's on the screen for me, please? I am so glad you asked. Okay, Manoka wants to know, so what is mission? So before I go too far, she's interrupted us wanting to know what is mission. Who else wants to know? Okay, because like, isn't it passion? Isn't it next week we're doing destiny? Don't let me get confused. Well, one of the business writers, Peter Senge, very fancy name. I wish my name was Peter Senge. He probably earns 50,000 rand for every half hour presentation he gives. He says mission is what you want to create of yourself and the world around you. Very deep, eh? It's what do I want to create of myself? Not just change the world, but what do I want to become in changing the world? Now, we're going to define it like this, which builds on that and adds a few compartments, a few dimensions. Mission is what you want to be. We are human beings before we are human doings. You're a human being. It's who you are. It's a state. It's a current. It's a present tense participle phrase. I am something, and that something does something. So mission is what you want to be and do to others, to impact them positively during your lifetime. It's what you want to be and then do to impact certain people to make a difference in the world. Understand it? Get it? Got it. Nice. So, what's on the screen there, bro? Can you read that? It's good that you asked that this morning, now that you guys want to know, because I wasn't going to go there, but I want to share in response to that some people. So if you think of Adam and Eve, don't you think that's a cool picture? They had a mission. Adam and Eve, right? They had this mission to be fruitful. I mean, that's the best mission a couple could get from God, right? Now thou art married, I pronounce you man and wife, have lots of children. It's like not a hard thing. You know what I mean? You've waited 25 years to be able to have sex. Now you're told by God, have as many people, children as you want. It's like, shoot, baby. Be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. How well do you think they did? Pretty well, judging at the number of people in this room today. I think they lived their mission. Imagine if they said, we're not going to have children because we want to just specialize with gardening in the garden. We're not really into children. We both got careers. I look after trees. She looks after seeds. I'm a hunter. She's a gatherer. No, they had a fabulous job at doing their mission. What about Jesus? How well did Jesus do with his mission? I have come to seek and save the lost. How well has he done? How many people are worshiping God on this Sabbath? Thousands, millions of people, billions of people around the globe. Jesus' mission is still being played out. What about that mission? You may not, if you're living maybe in Durban, on an island or something off the coast, you may not believe that what he had as a dream, a mission, has caused us to live in the kind of world that we're living in today. We would still be living in apartheid if he hadn't agitated a good little Baptist pastor who stood up and said, I have a dream that one day down in California, no, down in Georgia, down in the South, little black boy and a little white boy will join hands. And they will be one. They are no longer treated bad because of the color of their skin. You and I have a world shaped by that, his mission, and shaped by our very own Nelson Mandela, who came out and said, we are going to create a free and fair democratic society in which some people live in harmony. All people live in harmony. You remember that famous speech at his trial? He said, and there will be no more white domination. And you hear this applause, rah, and there will be no more black domination, or brown, or pink, or orange. There will no longer be a color of the rainbow that says, well, actually, I'm the purple. I'm like higher up in the spectrum, and the purple will be the main one. No longer a free and fair, because they lived their mission. Lady, nice to have you with us from the kids' ministry and the party family. What is on the screen? What does it say? Interesting question this morning. I wasn't sure I was going to need to talk about this, but Lady wants to know, and it's a good question. Give her credit. Give her credit. She wants to know, why should she write a mission statement? Because she can, after all, just make it up as she goes along. Well, I want to suggest, Letty, that there are three reasons, seeing you asked. Firstly, it helps you determine your priorities. It helps you know what I'm focused on. Can you see the dude looking down? There's the goal. He's going to jump onto Mandela Bridge and then go and cause havoc or whatever. What version thereof, okay? And he now knows where he has to end up. Otherwise, it's like arriving at the taxi rank downtown and the taxi guy says, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where are you going? Could you take me there? Sure, I'm going to Pofada. Okay, whatever. That sounds cool for a Sunday afternoon. No, please. And you actually choose the right taxi, right? Some of us are just getting into random futures and directions. And if you don't set your direction for life, there's a lot of people walking around and around you that will set your direction. It may be a well-meaning parent, guardian, mentor, person who will determine where you must go in your life. But you're the only one under God who should figure out where you're going. So, Letty, it helps determine priorities. Secondly, Senior asks, it will inspire you to progress and keep you moving. You've heard that phrase, when the going gets tough, you know, the tough like fall out. No, the tough kid get going. It's hard sometimes to keep moving. You're like, this thing's too hard, man. I'm tired. I just want to like lie down for like the next 10 years. This mission in me says, come on, boy. Come on. Get up. Tie your shoelaces. Let's go. Time to go. It also limits distractions. So when you're heading in a certain direction and something crosses your path, you know, you're fixed on this and then this other idea, this other thought comes. You can actually say, you know what? That's a cool thought. Would you do that? But I'm going there. You know this country thing? Trevor Noah? Like the country's going there, but we, South Africa, we're going that side. Well, we'll meet you there maybe, but we're going to take that side. We'll meet you there. No, we're focused. We know where we're going. We're doing it. Now, Keegan, if you could read what's on that screen. I'm glad you asked, Keegan, because a lot of people, you're not probably the only one in this room thinking to themselves now, I want to find this thing. How do I do this? Because at the moment, I'm just jumping on any taxi. And you know what? It's costing me an arm and a leg. And I keep on landing up in Krugersdorp. So in answer to your question, I'm going to suggest this morning that there are some specific steps you can take to find your mission. And you have to tread carefully this morning. Why? Because you're going to fall down into the bottomless pit. And it's deep down there. So here are some steps. Now I'm going to show you a visual diagram of what you're going to be creating. You're going to get a handout. You're going to get a pen. You're going to have a lot of time. So if you think I'm going to speak for the next half an hour, you're going to do most of the thinking, the working, and sharing up here as well. So here's what I'm going to suggest you're going to do. You're going to identify for yourself a lifetime noun. I'll unpack each of these a little bit more now. You're then going to identify three verbs of impact. You know a verb? Doing word, right? It's like eating. It's a good verb. Eating's good. And then you're going to identify three people groups to impact with your life. So I want to be this by doing that to those peeps so that there can be an impact, the result of the impact in the end. And that's going to be like the process. Now, you're not allowed to copy this one because I've copyrighted it with the patent office. But this is what I came up with about 20 years ago when I began to think about what did I want to do with the next phase of my life. I'm a Christ follower who equips, inspires, or develops my family, my friends, and next generation leaders so that they can be disciple makers. Did I look at my notes for that? Did I need that up there? Why? It's simple. It's concise. Okay? And sometimes I drop two of those verbs and I just say, I'm a Christ follower who equips my friends, family, next generation leaders to be disciple makers. Simple, right? And for $20, I'll let you. No, you can't. It's mine. Because your mission comes from within. Maybe for $50, it's each other. See how big your pocket is. So that's what you're going to do. Okay, now I'm going to ask Kondwani to hand out some of these papers. And Keegan, seeing he's asked such tough questions today, if you can make sure everyone gets a pen, just get those around. Thank you so much. And basically, we're going to go point one, two, three, four, one at a time. And I'm going to show you a little bit more ideas about what each of those are. You're then going to have a chance under each one to spend some time, maybe 3 minutes for each, three, four. Then you're going to work on the graphic block. You'll transfer some stuff. Then at the end, you'll write it down in the passion block right at the bottom. Okay, for some of you who haven't seen the piece of paper, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to unpack each of these, tell you a little bit more about them with a slide or two maybe, and then you're going to work, and then we'll do one at a time. So don't jump to the next one until it comes on the screen. So number one, the first question to ask, seeing that you've all been asking such great questions today, is what must you be to impact people? So the starting point is it's got to be something that's not going to change when you graduate high school. It's not going to change when you change your jobs. In other words, you're not going to say, I'm a learner. And that, by that, I mean I'm a scholar, because that will change. You're not going to say, I'm a street sweeper. Because that would change when you graduate up and you become a bus driver. You know what I mean? I'm just setting the bar really high. Nor is it going to change at the end of your life, and that's my picture of the week. I don't know how I came across that. But the Grim Reaper and some sad-looking angel are playing cards, and the old dude is like about to breathe out his last. He must still be able to live this mission. Actually, I'm going to just tap him, and I think he might be dead. Yeah, I know he is. He's gone. Sorry. But he must be able to live that last breath until his dying day, his mission. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Choose a lifetime noun. Now, you notice I cheated by having a hyphen. You can't have more than two words. And if they're two words, they must be hyphen. So you could have like an adjective. Is it an adjective with the noun? So I'm a Christ follower. I guess that's like that like verbal type adjective, a descriptor. So it's something short. What do you believe God, let me put God in the equation, God wants you to be for the rest of your life? You can put a couple down while you're still brainstorming, while you're thinking. Don't feel like you have to have the last ultimate one just yet. Lord, what do I want to be? Not a pastor, because that might finish when I'm on that deathbed. But a shepherd, someone who's pastoring people, that's not a job. But a bus driver, you can't ride bus driver. Gardener. If you mean in a spiritual sense that you're going to look after people's souls, lovely. Nice question. Lots of questions today. Okay, number two, and I'm going to give you a little pause at one point where you can just go back and tweak and refine. So this is not your last shot at this. Two, what can you do now to impact people? So first, you thought a little bit, this is what I want to be. Oh, how did that get there? Oh, that's Bob the Builder. Right? So this is now, what are you going to, here I come, I've got my belt on. I'm going to do some things to others, and you'll get to the others at the next stage. So as that, what are you going to do? Okay, so these are your verbs. These must be doing words. Teaching, telling, inspiring, helping, growing, gardening. Okay, to just put quite a few, and then you'll refine it in a short while. I think at step three, it starts to begin to come together because you're thinking like, so if I'm going to be something and I'm going to do something, who am I doing it to? Who are the groups of people around my life? If you were Drake, that guy on Uncharted, you've got like friends, family, you've got villains, you've got people that pay him to fly around the world. Okay, I know it's not real. It's just a PlayStation game. But that's the idea, right? Different people. So think of yourself as this dude. And he's got peeps, right? He's got I got these groups of people around here. So basically, you're thinking, who do you want to impact? Not just an individual too, but there could be this group of type of people. This group of people is important. I'm interested in that type. So let's say I wanted to be a caring Mother Teresa who looks after, hospitalizes, and cleans orphans, widows, just people in need. You get the idea of how that there's groups of people. So you don't want someone's name. I'm going to do it to my mom. Your mom could be on there, but maybe family or that sort of thing. I am this. I'm going to do this to these three groups of people. And hopefully those groups of people cover the whole. Okay, I'm going to give you more space just now just to look through all of them and pull it together. But so what's going to be the result of this impact? So in their lives, in the world, it's kind of like, what am I doing that's going to bring forth life, health, healing, restoration, greenery? See the gardening one? This is a picture for Menzies. And in the words of our president, if it doesn't make the world better, don't do it. I don't know how many of you have seen this phenomenon on YouTube. You've got to Google the kid president and watch one or two of his. He's a great president. I think Barack should say, okay, my term is over. I'm going to let kid president be the dude. If it doesn't make the world better, don't do it. So that's the whole thing of what's going to be the result of my impact. Put a phrase, but short, you know, like a little, a word, a phrase, not too long. Because ultimately, you got to remember this whole thing, and it's hard enough to remember your 10-digit phone number. Okay, so this is now going to be a short open session for a couple minutes where you can go back through, because now you've seen all those four, you've had an attempt. You want to draw out as short as possible, as few words as possible, and then put them into the blocks. So you're going to get one word, one phrase from your lifetime now, and it's a chance now even to say, okay, I didn't get that. I'm still working, and let me go back, think again, or which verbs do I want to put in there? It's those groups of people. You might even want to backward engineer it, you know, reverse engineer. You want to say, that's the result, end result. It's these people that I'm focusing on. I'm going to do this, and I need to be that. You see how these things flow. It's not random. Okay, so work on just putting a keyword or two into each of those blocks. And at some point, someone's probably going to ask me, but what about the block at the bottom? Well, thank you for asking, because I wanted to share with you what you can do with that. What you want to do now is you want to transfer from that down into the block and just add some connector words. Like if you're going to say my mission is, you probably wouldn't have the next word, the noun. You would say my mission is maybe to be a, and then you fill in the noun. Then you fill in the verbs of impact. And you have to put the word who. I want to be this, who, boom, boom, boom. And to my friend, whatever your things are. And then so that and the result. There were just quite a few people, AM1, who when they transferred it to that block at the bottom, they forgot about the structure. So you're keeping that structure, but you're writing it in one sentence in that block at the bottom. Okay, so you're just joining the dots almost of those things in that same order. And then you're going to be sharing that just now with each other in your small group. So polish it just a little bit. Something really helpful as you're crafting a mission is to actually hear yourself say it. And each one at a time, you share with a group only that sentence at the bottom. Okay, so you don't share all the working stuff. You just share my mission is that block. Okay, and you guys are going to decide when everyone shared who should volunteer to come up here, grab the mic, and quickly share their mission like we did with the passion statements last week. You're good for this. Good. Okay, so in your groups, huddle together. One person, if the person wants to stand, they can. I was pedantic last week. I don't think it's critical. Are you nearly ready to have someone share? Choose who's going to be the one using straws or just group consensus or pointing fingers. Okay, can we have the... Are you guys... Everyone done? Everyone shared? Great. This group. Yes. Okay, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to rock your socks off.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, my mission statement. Okay, my mission is to be a worshiper and bring impact by spreading, inspiring, and changing my friends, society, and the world in order to establish God's kingdom.
Well, I said my mission is to be a believer who encourages, assists, and leads young people, family, and friends so that they can renew their minds, yielding a transformation of lives.
It was from one of the guys in our groups. So, and he said he wants to be an apostle, helping people by saving them and building churches. And he wants to be an apostle so that he can teach and receive lost souls and teach them about Christ and helping the homeless find hope in Christ and helping them find places of worship where people teach.
My mission is to be an artist who will share, inspire, and teach the talented, lonely, and the underestimated so that they can become destiny takers.
My mission is to become a leader of God and help those who are in need of God's love. Hey.
My mission as an entertainer and as a child of God is to entertain, influence, and inspire the youth and our generation as well as friends to become a God-loving generation.
Nice. I would consider a godly half an entertainer as your, like, if you wanted one word for those. Wow, guys. Now, you might ask, well, how do I live my mission? Anyone thinking as we're there? Anyone? How do I live? Kondwani, are you thinking, how should I? You see, and he's right. Do you know what I mean? Like, so a couple of things as we move towards prayer is ask God to help you live this out. So you've put it up. You've made it your goal. You've got it. You don't want to lose that piece of paper. It's really important. You can even cut off and tear off that bottom slip, put it in your Bible, paste it on the mirror. Most of us guys spend most of the day looking in the mirror, boys. And if it's there, then you'll always see it in the morning. And but ask God, like, God, help me. Secondly, allocate your time, energy, and resources to this. If you say you're going to do that, but all you do is play Uncharted all day, then you're not actually living your mission, right? If my mission is to infiltrate the gaming world by playing Uncharted in a way that would show people that I'm a God lover, then cool, play Uncharted all day, every day. But what is it? And then act in line with it. Say no to things that aren't part of your mission and make sure that it is who you are and all that you're becoming. Tabile, why don't you come and pray God's guidance, God's blessing over us as we leave before I give you an idea of what we're doing next week.
Let us pray. Lord, we come before you, thanking you for this time that we've had. Thanking you, Lord, that we've shared this moment together. Lord, thank you for our mission statements, for inspiring us. Thank you, Lord, that everything works together for good to those who love you and to those who are in you and who listen to you. And Lord, help us to remember these mission statements. Help us not to throw them away and just to remember them and read them time and time again, because this is what is going to lead our lives. This is what is going to guide our lives. And I thank you, Lord, for each and every young person who is here. Bless them. And Lord, protect them from any harm that may come their way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So next week, join us. What is that thing that God wants you to do? It's going to be something specific. It's going to light the intersection of four areas of your life. One we've already looked at. I'll just hint about that passion. So be here for sure. Otherwise, you're going to miss the bus. God bless you. Have a stunning week.
Tina so fanana ye, 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 tina so fanana ye